Zegt de Perikdal Mishnah Bab. Vaidik de Bavit. Shakater is de deel van Acher Kaag Nis Gaia. Pater men alakker om een chikka. Om een apem. Somebody who has a field. And he has a gut. And he harvests a field while he's still a gut. And subsequently becomes a gear. He is pater from giving the leket, chikka, and peah to the aniya. Leket is the produce that falls while you're harvesting. Chikka is the produce that you forgot in the field. And the peah, of course, what we've been discussing until now, that's the produce at the end of the field that you leave to the aniya. And all these things, the obligation to give them is at the time of the harvest. At the time of the harvest, that's when you are obligated to give these things to the aniyim. And since at the time of the harvest he was still a guy, he had not yet become a gear, he is part of giving these things to the aniyim from his field. Rabbi Yehuda Machaya b'shikha, Shena shikha, Ella b'shata imor. Rabbi Yehuda is Machaya b'shikha, even though at the time of the harvest he was a guy. Since he subsequently became a gear, he does have to give the shikha to the aniyim. Shikha is forgotten produce that he left in the field. And the reason is because the chiyuv of shikha, the obligation to give the shikha to the aniyim, is not at the time of the harvest. Instead, it's at the time of the imur, when you bind up the sheep in the field and you forget some of the sheep, you have to leave them to the aniyim. And since at the time of the imur he was already a ger, he is required to give the shikha to the aniyim. While the Tanna Kamma disputes this, according to the Tanna Kamma, since there are two types of shikha, there's something called shikhas hakama and also shikhas ha'imor. Shikhas hakama is when you forget to harvest a small section from your field. That's called shikhas hakama. And there's also shikhas ha'imor, which is what Rabbi Yehuda is talking about, when you forget some of the produce after it's already harvested. And since there is a type of shikha, which is at the time of the harvest, the shikhas hakama is at the time of the harvest. And therefore, since at the time of the harvest he was a guy, he would not be obligated to give the shikhas hakama to the aniyim. So even the shikhas ha'imor he is not obligated to give to the aniyim, even though at the time of the shikhas ha'imor he was already a ger. But the chachamim did not differentiate between shikhas hakama and shikhas ha'imor. Since shikhas hakama he is not obligated, and as at that time he was a guy, he is also potter from giving shikhas ha'imor to the aniyim, according to the Tanna Kamma. While Rabbi Yehuda differentiates between the two, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though you are patur from giving the shikhas hakama to the aniyim, since at that time he was a guy, but you are obligated in the shikhas ha'imor, you have to give the forgotten sheaves in the field to the aniyim, since the chiyuv for the shikhas ha'imor is after the harvest, and at that time he had already become a ger. Sahatah Paradala Mishnah Zion Higdish Kama Upada Kama. Chai. Somebody who has grain growing in his field. And while the grain is still growing, he was makdish his field, made it into hegdish. And he subsequently redeemed the field before the grain was harvested. He is chayiv to give the matnos aniyim, the gift to the aniyim. He is chayiv to give leket, shikha, and peah from his field. Now, even though Hegdish is pater from Matnos Aniyim, a field that is owned by Hegdish, Hegdish would not be obligated to give the leket, shikha, and peah to the Aniyim. But since he redeemed the field from Hegdish before the time of the harvesting, he is obligated to give the Matnos Aniyim to the Aniyim. Omrim upata omrin chai. If he was Matnos's field, with the grain inside his field, but the grain had already been harvested and had been bound into bundles. And then he subsequently redeemed the field together with the grain that was in the field. In this case also, he is obligated to give the matnos aniyim, to give the leket, shikha, and peah to the aniyim, as even though Hegdish is pater from matnos aniyim, but at the time he was magdish it, the grain had already been harvested. And the obligation to give the leket, shikha, and peah at the time of the harvest. And at the time of the harvest, it was not owned by Hegdish. He had owned it himself. Kama upada imrim petura. Shebashat chayvasa haisa petura. Somebody who was magdish his field while the grain was growing in his field. And while it was in the hands of Hegdish, The grain was harvested and bound up into bundles. And only after the grain was harvested did the person redeem the field from Hegdish. In this case, he is puzzled from giving the Matnos Aniyim. He would not have to give the Leket, Shikha, and Panthers Aniyim in this case. And the Mishnah explains the reason, because at the time of the Chiyav to give the Leket, Shikha, and Panthers, it was owned by Hegdish and therefore puzzled from Matnos Aniyim. As the obligation to give the Leket, Shikha, and Panthers at the time of the harvest, and Hegdish is the one that harvested it. At the time of the harvest, it belongs to Hegdish. So even though he subsequently redeemed it, and now the field and the grain belongs to him, but since at the time of the harvest, it was in the hands of Hegdish, he is puzzled from giving Leket, Shikha, and Panthers. While Rabbi Yehuda would hold that he is not puzzled from giving the Shikha to Omer, like we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Shikha to Omer, which is the produce that had already been bound up into bundles and he forgot some of that produce in the field, that obligation is after the tithe of the harvest. And the Shikha to Omer is from the bundles that were already harvested. So therefore, even though at the time of the harvest the field was in the hands of Hegdish, he would still be chayav in Shikha to Omer, since the chiyav of Shikha to Omer is after the tithe of the harvest and you had already redeemed your field by then. So therefore, you would be chayav to give the Shikha to Omer to the Aniyim according to the Rabbi Yehuda. While the Tanakhama argues Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Tanakhama, since you're puzzled from giving Shikha Takama, as a chiyav of Shikha Takama is at the time of the harvest, and at that time it belongs to Hegdish, you are also puzzled from giving Shikha Omer, even though the chiyav for Shikha Omer is after the time of the harvest, and you had already redeemed your field by then from Hegdish. As according to the Tanakhama, we do not differentiate between Shikha Omer and Shikha Takama, just like we mentioned in the previous Mishnah.